The 35-year lease between Skagway and White Pass will give the municipality access to expand the town's port as part of the Gateway Project. Right now, the city doesn't have access to the entire port because the railroad leases and controls much of the tidelands. The lease between the company that owns White Pass and the municipality has taken years to negotiate. It reduces the amount of property White Pass controls and increases the company's payments to the city. It also splits the cost of a floating dock, which would accommodate larger cruise ships. At Monday's meeting, two members of the public spoke against the lease. Here's Roger Griffin.
If I had to guess, only a few voters have read the draft lease and fewer still the existing lease. For some fraction of the voters, hopefully a very small fraction, the first time they will see this ordinance is when they step into the voting booth.
Griffin said White Pass would control the flow of tourist traffic and take customers away from other businesses. Assemblymember Dan Henry, one of the municipality's negotiators on the lease, responded to that later in the meeting.
If that is your viewpoint, if that is a school of thought that you subscribe to, you would have to accuse them already of controlling the flow. And they don't control the flow. They take whatever passengers have bought tickets and they get on the train and they take them out of town.
Gayla Heights also spoke against the lease. She said in the 1980s, when Skagway was struggling, it was a group of citizens, not the railroad, who took on the responsibility of revitalizing the economy.
The municipality needs to have an effect on their own future because we didn't have that effect in 1983. We didn't have our waterfront belong to somebody else. It still does. And this community needs to think long and hard about being able to affect its own future moving forward.
Griffin questioned another part of the lease. In the document, White Pass commits to pay $2 million toward the cost of cleaning up the port. The port was contaminated decades ago, and the state says White Pass is one of several parties responsible for the contamination. Some people have said $2 million is not enough of a contribution toward the cleanup. Assemblyman Tim Cochran.
White Pass has committed $2 million for the dredging period for the remediation. That does not put them off the hook for
That's
any
correct.
Other contamination that might be found.
Nope.
It's down there. It's
or
cradle
other
forever. It's cradle to the grave, and everybody
yeah.
involved, the Army, White Pass, the city, everyone is held accountable.
Assemblymember Gary Hansen has been a vocal opponent of the lease. Hansen was on the original negotiating team, but dropped out because he disagreed with the negotiation's direction.
People of Skagway are smart shoppers. They're going to go, that's too much money. That's too much to give up for what we're getting. And that's what they're telling you here, the folks that spoke up tonight. And I'm hoping that the voters of Skagway will tell you that, too.
Hansen also suggested assembly members Spencer Morgan and Steve Burnham, who work for White Pass, recuse themselves from the vote. Here's Burnham.
The railroad didn't ask me to apply for that job, and they didn't ask me to run for assembly. And this vote on this ordinance right now sends this ordinance to the people
That's
who
correct.
Will ratify whatever decision that we make as an assembly. And the people also voted to put me here. White Pass did not.
The assembly voted to amend the ordinance with a clarification pertaining to capital improvements. The amendment aligned the ordinance with language in the lease. All the assembly members voted on the ordinance. Hansen and Morgan voted against it. The assembly's vote now sends the ordinance to the Skagway public. That's because local law mandates a public vote on any lease that brings in over $5 million to the municipality. The lease with White Pass is expected to bring in $11 million over its 35 years. The special election is scheduled for August 25th. To help inform people about the lease's details, the municipality is scheduling two town hall-style meetings. The first is currently set for July 17th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.